Thank you, Matt, and good afternoon. It's a pleasure for me and the whole 3M team to be here today and talk to you. And I reflected on it today to say that it's a little more than a year ago we had a meeting, which was November 8th last year, when we laid out our plan as we move ahead. And that's what we go back to today very much. So what you will see here, so what we will do here initially is I will talk about the five-year plan and give you an update what we have done the last 12 months. And I will talk about three levels that we have worked on during the last year, and that is part as we move forward on our plan, which is portfolio management, investing in innovation, and then business transformation. Each business group will come up. They have now been in place for 12 months, so this is a good time for them to come up and tell you relative to the strategies as we align the organization. And then, as Matt said, David will in the end talk about the capital structure and allocation as we move ahead, and then also give an outlook for 2014. Let me start by giving you an update relative to what we have done the last year. And it starts all with our vision. Start with a vision, how we can advance, enhance, and improve every company, every home, and every life. And as you know that for us, we do that through technologies, products, and innovation. We also laid out six strategies in order to enhance and enable our vision, and four of them are around growth, one is around people, and one is around operational excellence. And that was a key element for us as we moved into the year relative to how we laid out both the importance of 3M and enablers in order for us to execute on the vision. A lot of things happened during the year. 18 months ago, we launched six strategies in the company. The way we laid it out was basically top-down direction, and then we worked it upwards relative to a toolkit of how to execute the strategies and how to measure them and what type of metrics and toolbox we should use. After we have done that, we realigned the organization, and we formed five business groups that are much better aligned to the market. And that was introduced basically 12 months ago, 1st of October last year. So the business leaders that you see today have had now the opportunity to drive the businesses based on this alignment for a little more than a year. And then we also focused on our three levers: portfolio management, invest in innovation, and business transformation. And as I said earlier, David will later talk about the fourth lever, which is our capital allocation and very strong balance sheet that we now will use slightly different as we move ahead. So one other thing that we talked about last year was how we categorize the portfolio. And we categorize them in Heartland, Push Forward, Strategic Review, and then businesses that we evaluate for as they were in markets that are in transition. Heartland divisions was one-third of our company, and our businesses that are big, very profitable, use multiple technologies, and are global in scale, and providing all the good lever for 3M as today as and as we go ahead. Push Forward is an important element for us because those businesses and markets are growing faster than the average of 3M. We are, by definition, smaller in those market segments that have not levered them totally on a global scale. And then businesses under strategic review, all of them are doing very well, but based on our performance as we move ahead, we need to look upon them as we laid out a five-year plan. So that was an important element for us as we laid out at that point in time. And a lot of things have happened. You can see here we combined the touch system with electronic solutions. We combined security system with traffic safety system. And in addition, we purchased FS Tech in order to build a business that had more relevance in the market. We moved infrastructure protection together with electronic market, which gave them much more relevance in the market and reduced overall cost in the infrastructure of our business. We moved mobile interactive solutions into optical systems, and we combined a couple of brands in the consumer area into the home care. And we, in fact, divested one business, which was in the fishing area that we sold off in during the year. So a lot of activities happen as we move ahead. On the Heartland division, as you can see, good performance this year, 5% CAGR this year, and we believe that this will continue as we go ahead, and I will talk about it for the next 4 years of the plan. It will 5% growth, which is ahead of the average of the company for this year. You can see here the businesses that we are talking about. You can also see our performance in both developed and developing market was very good. We talked about 1.5x IPI as we laid out the plan last year. And in both developed and developing economies, we have outperformed that metric. And we feel very good about that, that we see the growth coming. We talked about additional investment in research and development. Say we will, in the five-year period, be closer to 6% than the 5.2 that we have had historically. And you can see here three programs that we have focused on and is on the way to introduce. One is the quantum dot enhancement film that is into a multi-billion-dollar market that basically enhance the LCD panels as we move ahead. And Mike Kelly, we talk more about that in his presentation. You also see here the construction air barrier film, and around the world, governments are putting new regulations in place relative to energy assumption and savings. And our product here is really helping relative to that opportunity, both in terms of applications and in terms of savings. So an incredible opportunity for us. And then advanced composites, that is something we have worked on for some time, and you can see here it's going into an $800 million US dollar markets. So you will hear about those opportunities here later today, but three of the programs that we have been working on as we ramped up the investment. And then finally, our ERP system that we have rolled out started last year, and we are on plan, and this is an important rollout for us relative to efficiency and productivity in the company. So we have, as you can see here, started 2012 with the rollout of Taiwan, and then we have a couple more companies that we and enterprises and subsidiaries that we rolled out this year. So we are basically on plan to that rollout, and it's an important element of the three levels as we move ahead. So let me now go forward and talk about the plan for 2013 to 2017 and type of leave the 2013 in terms of the progress we have made. As you recall, we laid out a very clear, specific target last year, and we believe they are both aggressive and realistic, which is 9 to 11% EPS growth over the time, 4 to 6 organic growth, and then around 20% both for return of invested capital and around 100% in free cash flow conversion. They are objectives on a five-year basis, and we will see some year to be a variation driven by some decision that we have to take over time. David will talk about one of the larger changes we will make going forward, which will be around adjustment of our capital structure and how we will deploy capital going forward. So we build a plan on 1.5x IPI, which we know that we have capacity and capability to deliver on, and that is also what we are doing as we move ahead. And you can see this year we are over-delivering on that objective. But that's something that we know since 2002 up to 2012, that we have the capacity and capability in the organization to do, and that's also what we base the plan on up to 2017. This is just to remind us what we talked about a year ago, and we stick to that relative to the contribution in terms of growth rate from the different businesses and the company's total, which you can see 4 to 6 for total company. Then you see 3 to 6 for industrial, 4 to 7 for healthcare, 3 to 6 for consumer, 4 to 6 for safety and graphics, and then finally 3 to 7 for electronics and energy. And when we look upon international, you can see that when we put developed and developed together, you can see that we're looking for developed 2 to 4% and developing 8 to 12. And this is, of course, including the globe at total. And H.C. Shin will talk specifically around international later today. But again, you can see that we have had good performance 2013, and we look forward to the plan as we roll ahead to really be aggressive, both in developed and developing economies. And my view is that in the developed economies, we are very strong. And by definition, we never left developed economies. We build out in developing, which I think start now to pay very good feedback to us relative to our growth rates. So let me talk about the six strategies and how we operationalize them as we move ahead. And the first two ones are around how to win and where to play. And they are important because they are really the way that we have to accelerate growth in terms of penetration and taking market share around the world. And there's three elements into that. There is portfolio prioritization, which will deliver more growth for us. It's around maximize the global opportunity to build out around the world, and then is to also do some acquisitions as we move ahead. When we look upon the portfolio, it was important for us to make this very clear, not only from how we should allocate resources, but also how we should select and appoint leaders for the businesses. It's very clear for us that we need to win in the Heartland division everywhere. So they are very important for us. They are one third of our business, and it's absolutely critical. And we need to have the best leaders there, and we also need to have very clear programs as we move ahead. We have to invest in growth in push forward division in high growth market spaces. So as I said earlier, there is a faster growth there versus the average of the company, and we have a very good position, but we have not built it out everywhere around the world. And then we have to address businesses in strategic review and then realign other in businesses that is maybe in a market that is under transition. And as the one you saw with traffic safety system is one example of that, where we realign and try to make sure we combine and build it out, and in that case, together with one acquisition. When we look forward for the Heartland divisions, you can see here there are $10 billion today. We expect another $3 billion as we move ahead. They're very large, they're very solid, and we have a very strong global penetration opportunity as we go ahead. They all have leading brands, and they have accretive margins to the company and use fundamental technology. So very, very important for us, and it's a key priority in all countries around the world. Here's an example of push forwards, and you can see here that they're all type of domestic businesses, so they are global by definition, but they are very good in terms of local domestic market and where we can execute more. And you can see here there's a critical and chronic care solutions in healthcare, is oral care, and is construction, home, and improvement markets in consumer. So very good businesses where we can lever both our brand equity, our technologies, and our global footprint around the world to execute them more aggressively. So construction and home and improvement markets call for many do-it-yourself market. You can see that we expect this to go from 1.4 to 1.9 million in the planning cycle. Very good opportunity for us that we will lever to key account management around the world and a market that constantly are growing. However, they execute that in the local market. So very, very good for us. And brands there that is well known is Command, Filtrete, and Scotch Blue, etc., the product that are used in that market. Critical and chronic care solution is an important business for us in the healthcare space, but with still huge opportunities all around the world. And you can see this is very much into the skin area and having a tremendous opportunity both in developed and developing economies. This is today a $1.1 billion business. We expect this to go to $1.6 billion organically in the plan. So very good position for us, and we can do much more as the economies are developing around the world, and I will talk about that in a second. And then finally, oral care. That is a combination for us in between orthodontic and the dental business, where we would drive material innovation and digital technologies to provide for true site productivity. And you can see here that's very much a transition from product-based to procedure-based solution for us. Big opportunity. We have a very strong position both with Espe and Unitech, and we will build that out as we go organically. And again, it's a domestic local business that is very good for us as we build the business around the world. Finally, a couple of comments on what we had in strategic review. As we talked about that last year, we had around 2.5 billion in that category. As we worked our way through, today is just slightly below a billion. And we take a methodology relative to we address that. Either it's a fix, combine, harvest, or divest. Those businesses are doing very well and will do well in most other companies. What we look upon is look upon it both internally and externally. And externally is to look upon, is it the space that is big enough? Is it a space that are growing fast enough? Is it a space where we are relevant? And is it a space where we can use multiple technologies? That's the criteria for us to see if we should try to fix it. If it's not a fixed solution, we try to combine it in order to give it more relevance inside of 3M and both give relevance in the front end but drive out cost in the back end. And the third alternative is harvest. And if that's not possible for us, then we also would think about divest. And as you saw, we had one of those activities going on last year. So we have a methodology here where we work this through in order to make sure whatever we do has the right value for the shareholders based on the decision. When we think about maximize the global opportunity, for us, as the world is moving on, our portfolio is aligned very well to the evolution of any country in the world. And as the evolution is always start by infrastructure we build out in a country, followed after that, that manufacturing is expanding and moving in from export companies into domestic markets. When that have happened, safety regulation is improving. When that is up and going, we know that people will start to spend money in retail and consumer area. And then finally, healthcare is building out around the world. That doesn't mean that there's no healthcare immediately, but the healthcare systems and the solutions is becoming more advanced in the end of the cycle. So if you think about that for our portfolio, we go in very early in the infrastructure with multiple businesses, then followed by one third of the business that is in industrial space into manufacturing. And then safety and security are able to follow with personal safety, and then we have consumer, and then finally healthcare. So this is, for us, a very powerful model, and we're able to leverage this very well, and also when you look upon the margins in the company, we believe this is a very good opportunity for us as we move ahead. And it's a proven model for us. We have done it many places during many years, so we know how to do it and feel very good about that. And there is a slight different way that we look upon developed and developing economies. So in develop is very much to make sure that we go after and penetrate large underpenetrated markets. It's also for us to drive profitability and productivity in those countries, if that's United States, West Europe, or Japan, and then make sure that we come with leadership in new product platforms for new markets. Often big technologies breakthroughs are coming from developed economies. In the developing world, it's important for us to invest in more domestic markets, businesses, healthcare, consumer, safety and graphics. Very important for us to make sure we build a fundamental strength relative to the platform, our own business there. Also important to build out local research and development so we can adapt product solutions for that market based on price points and needs. And then, of course, to make sure that to develop the local human capital that we're investing in those countries. So two slight different models as we execute the plan, but holding together very much with our strengths around technologies and processes in the company. And then finally, acquisitions. We are building out on the portfolio very much now based on the prioritization we did around the portfolio. And we will emphasize high growth spaces. And we will also look upon increase the focus on technologies that we can add and or, of course, where we can leverage our own technologies into the commercialization process of the company that we are purchasing. And we will also leverage our enhanced integration capability that I will talk about in a second. So we believe at this point in time that we are ready to move a little bit more aggressively here, and you can see the 5 to 10 billion US dollar target in the plan as we move ahead. Here's the way the playbook is working, is first of all to make sure that there's the portfolio intent as we move ahead, where it's to bolster technology position and pursue adjacencies in the heartland divisions. In the push forward is to build scale and facilitate market penetration around the world. We have also made a slight change to the process where we historically only have had a bottom-up process, and that is now levered with also a top-down process in order to make sure that we can look upon businesses that we can acquire that make sense broad-based for the company. And then during the last year, we have really made sure that our integration team is in place and trained in order to make sure that we can maximize the value very fast as we do the acquisitions. So we put that integration team in place a little bit more than a year ago, and during this last year, we have trained them to take on some of the acquisitions we have done in the past, and we feel very good relative to the capabilities from that group now. So when we look upon the process here, we feel good in terms of being able to base it on the portfolio intent, make sure we really understand that they can transform our businesses in whatever category they are, and then have an integration model in place that will work for us. So as we move ahead, we would like to move businesses from strategic review upwards, and as you know, this is an ongoing process for us, and I think the important thing here is to make sure that we are now ready for potential for multi-billion dollar deals. So we have really done the work relative to the process of being ready to move forward, we understand where we would like to do them as we go ahead. Just to give a couple of comments on some of the acquisitions that have been done over the year, you have a Cuno that later became Purification, acquisition that we did many years ago, and that lately have done very, very well for us. Very pleased with the performance, very pleased with the team in place, the new leadership team since a couple of years. And this is a huge opportunity for us still to be able to build it out on a global base and still need to add some technology platforms that can be done in different ways. And one is, of course, organic. But very good place for us, and the space is interesting, and the business is doing very well for us. The Winter Tour was a different acquisition. That was to build out in a heartland division and now be able to add multiple components to that business. Been in place for a little bit more than a year, and suddenly our relevance in that whole market built out big time. And then finally, Federal Signal Technologies, that was an addition of a new technology into a business that was in transition, where things start to change from only vertical signage and license plates to now becoming more enhanced, and that's why we made that acquisition. So sizable acquisitions, all doing very well, but an example of how you should think about how we try to do acquisitions as we move ahead. In terms of investing in innovation, you know, innovation is the heartbeat of 3M, is a very important element and is the center of the plan and means a lot for us. And as you can see here, there's 14 key platforms that is really driving our growth as we move ahead. But important for all businesses, and you will hear much more from each business group today relative to what we are doing. We announced November 8 last year that the step up in the plan from 5.5 closer to 6, and there's three categories that we work on. First is improved products for existing markets. Second one is new product for existing and adjacent markets. And then finally, new products for new markets, which is basically where the increased investments are going. And the reason for that is they are more in terms of new and take longer time, and sometime maybe a little bit more risky. So when we only finance that out from the divisions, it took longer time, and maybe we're not exactly the focus we would like to have on it in the past. So that's what we call it out, and they're all very important relative to our growth for the future. And you can see here, when you think about it, improved product for existing markets, I think one of the elements is here also the way we have built it out around the world. We have today 41 customer technical centers. We have 85 local laboratories around the world, and we have that connected with local manufacturing. And you can see if that's in China, Russia, India, or Brazil, that is now what starts to pay off. And our NPVI, New Product Vitality Index, have really improved and increased in that part of the world. Now, NPVI is an important metric for us, but it's a secondary metric. It's an important metric for us in order to make sure that we get the new flow of products the whole time. But the real growth driver is, of course, organic local currency growth. But the NPVI is here, will stay, and it's an important element as we move ahead. So that is products for existing markets. When you go into reinvigorate some core franchises, you can see here that we take existing technologies, the market insight, and our global capabilities. And here you can see some example of the outcome that are more global in a way as we move ahead. So you have a non-PVC film that is into the whole sustainability of products into the graphics area. And you can see we have a slim intraoral scanner that is going right into the business I talked about earlier in oral care. That is an element of where we really will change that business. And then you can also see into the consumer area where we have an ACE brand that is a complement to our Futuro brand relative to braces. So things are going on in both areas the whole time. But here's a couple of things that are important because they are coming into the elements of the additional growth. And you can see here five programs that we can talk more about later. You know, we had a flexible composite films that we talked about during the last earnings call that is a huge opportunity for us in many areas. There's advanced lighting, and you think about 3M very much in film and light management. It's a big deal for us, and this is something that we are building out both on the design side as well as into manufacturing on construction. And then you have negative pressure wound care that is going into the whole business of what I talked earlier about wound care, which is something that is a big business that can be grown out over the world, and there is some new fantastic technologies that we can capitalize on. Healthcare analytics is an important business for us, going into health information system, and Joaquin Delgado will comment on that, but a fantastic opportunity for us. And then finally, smart grid sensor cables. That's a global need, but very much driven as we speak in West Europe. So those are things that around 20 product platforms that we just highlight here today based on the investment we have done during the last 18 months. We have also improved our capabilities around marketing and commercialization, and there's basically two processes. We have one that we call customer-inspired innovation, which is related to spec-in businesses. And then we have one that we, for the consumable business, that we call I2I, idea to innovation. Both of those processes are very important for us to get input very early in the process from the customers. And you will see from Mike Vail in Consumer that I2I is a very natural way for them to work relative to consumer insights versus businesses that are spec'd in or using this famous customer-inspired innovation that have been used for many years. But I would say during the last 2 years, we have built it out in all businesses, and we have those two processes as we move ahead. So we feel good about that capability as well relative to get better input from customers earlier in the process and then improve the commercialization process as well in the company. In terms of our build-out around the world, intensified capabilities to achieve regional self-sufficiency is an important element for us. We have today 65% of our business outside of the United States, and we have multiple big customers around the world, and a lot of technologies is, of course, developed both in West Europe and certain parts of Asia, as well as the United States. But important for us to build out capabilities outside of the United States as we move ahead. The way we do that is we always start with a sales organization in a country. We build that next step with a technical service. We start a small converting, go to manufacturing, and then we go to product development. It's a very effective model for us, and it's very good return, and it's a model that we have used all over the world as we have built out with some subsidiaries very early in West Europe, like UK, Germany, France, and Italy, to lately in Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan and Russia and so forth. And as you probably know, Latin America is one of the most developed developing economies for us. So this is a way that we start to build out our business in a country, and very efficient, so we don't go in initially with big capital investment for manufacturing. It's built out over time. And that have resulted in incredible strengths around the world with subsidiaries and people that locally can serve our customers, even if they are global. So very important. The other thing we're doing is just to deploy supply chain center of excellence globally. This is an efficient model for us. And the latest one is in Basel, in Bern, Switzerland, which is supply chain and engineering, manufacturing, and technology for West Europe specifically. But we have Singapore as a center of excellence in Asia, and we have Panama City in Panama for the Americas. So a very aggressive layout relative to supply chain, which is an important element for us as we move ahead. In terms of people, of course, that's nothing will happen without people, and very good programs in terms of not only attracting people to the company, but to develop and retain them. Diversity is, of course, important for us, but diversity for us is about business models. So when we look upon our strategy, the way we measure diversity is around performance in the business. So everything is done in 3M relative to diversity is actually in strategy number 2, because if you don't do it right from a diversity, and diversity is many things, you will not win the business. And then finally, the way we will pay all this, which is around drive consistent, superior levels of operational excellence. And for us, it's about supply chain optimization, and it's about business transformation, two things that are very important for us. We are, by definition, as very well respected and well, very well known for good operational excellence, and I think you see that through our margins. But still, this is something that we are focusing day out and day in. And one way we're doing that is, of course, through Lean Six Sigma, and we have revitalized that during the last 2 years here. And you can see that it's important relative to both maximize profits via elimination of waste, improve our cycle time, and then have a common language that can solving problems around businesses and around geographical areas around the world. And you can see here in terms of belts that we have, since last year, we have increased black belts by 25% and gone from 360 to 450. And it's a big lever for us as we move ahead. So we have a history of Six Sigma, and we are basically taking that back to where we were a couple of years ago. And then, as I said, finally, business transformation. Important for us to get more productivity and efficiency from the company. And you can see here's one global business practice to expand IT capabilities. And it's going through the whole organization. So it's in terms of both back office and front, the front relative to commercialization. And it would take us 7 years to execute this fully, but with big benefits that we will talk about here later. So by that, as I started, you know, we go back to the vision that is important for us relative to know the purpose in terms of how we advance, enhance, and improve for all companies and every home and every life around the world. That's a stretch, but that is what the vision is all about. And as you know, we do that best through technologies and products and innovation. So if you look upon it as we move ahead, the strategy is way laid out. You will hear about them from each and every business group today, and you will hear from HSHIN and International. And it's around three levels: portfolio management, invest in innovation and business transformation, and in addition, what David will talk about, which is the fourth lever, is our strength in terms of capital allocation and balance sheet. So by that, I give this over now to Brad Sauer, that is our Executive Vice President for the biggest business, the Industrial Business Group, and he will take us through his plan for the next 5 years. So thank you very much.